This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico Republican Party Chairman Steve Pierce says democracy has been tarnished by unanswered questions about the 2020 vote count, which state officials called a false narrative. His statement today stops just short of repeating President Donald Trump's baseless claims of election fraud. Pierce says the state Republican Party recognizes Congress's certification of the victory by President-elect Joe Biden, but he says he has unanswered questions about the vote count, voting machines, and drop boxes for absentee ballots. A spokesman for the Secretary of State's office says New Mexico's election was independently audited and that Pierce and the Republican Party, quote, should be ashamed of themselves for continuing false narratives. New Mexico's sole Republican delegate to Congress, U.S. Representative Yvette Harrell, used her first speech to the House to challenge the certification. She objected to the electoral vote in several states, including Pennsylvania, citing changes there to vote-by-mail deadlines and identification rules. New Mexico today launched a new hotline to answer questions related to vaccine registration as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state neared 152,000. The state health department in recent weeks created a website where people can register to get the vaccine once it becomes more widely available. So far, nearly 300,000 people have signed up. State officials said callers to the new hotline, 1-855-600-3453, can ask questions about the registration process or get help signing up. The state reserved the initial shipments of vaccine for healthcare workers, staff, and residents at long-term care facilities and some other at-risk people. Plans are being made for how to prioritize other groups. Health officials today reported an additional 1,841 infections, pushing the statewide total of confirmed cases to more than 151,800 since the pandemic began. Another 39 deaths were also reported today. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is urging the state Supreme Court to reject demands that businesses be compensated for losses linked to pandemic-related public health orders. Final written arguments were published today as the High Court weighs whether financial compensation is due to businesses in response to the state's public health orders that ban mass gatherings and prohibit business activities such as indoor dining. Businesses have scaled back or closed their doors as state health officials struggle to contain the coronavirus amid widespread testing for infection and the rollout in December and January of the first vaccine doses. Attorneys representing the governor's office and state health department say that enforcement of public health orders derives from a longstanding principle that property rights contain an inherent limitation not to use property in a manner that endangers others. A coalition of businesses says pandemic restrictions have effectively seized private property from businesses that might otherwise have taken their own precautions against the spread of COVID-19. Their lawsuit characterizes the state's public health emergency orders as a regulatory taking that merits compensation to businesses. This is KUNM.